Hey folks, I'm Tim Miller, your coach for how to keep your family safe in a growingly crazy world. Take a look at this one, folks. You're in a 7-Eleven store and a mob of kids come on and take over and begin ransacking the store. Houston, we now have a problem. And you're in the back with your kids. What do you do now? Let's take another look at it. They come in, they get upset. When they get upset, they start escalating. The more they escalate, the more violent they become. Hey, that's mob 101, folks. If you find yourself in a mob, you're in a dangerous situation. And the fact that these are young people mean nothing. As a matter of fact, it could mean that they're potentially more violent. Because today, young people are watching violence on almost every media. So now you're there. You've got your family. What do you do now? Well, let's think about this for a second. We often talk about situational awareness. Remember, folks, the research from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center says that in a crisis, 90% of the skills that you need are right here. They're mental skills. Number one mental skill is situational awareness. So when you went into that store, and for 7-Elevens, they're very small, but you might find that there are multiple ways to get out, the front door not being the only one. So now here you are, but you're situationally aware, and you look outside and see a group of kids, a large group, that are even out of control out there. You're watching their body language. Folks, it might be time to giddy up. Just go out to the car and leave. You can buy a gallon of milk somewhere else. This kind of stuff is happening all the time. Because once you get to this point, we're in crazy land. There's no question these kids now are out of control and on a mission. Are they potentially violent? Well, yeah, because the person filming felt that they had to duck. Oh, by the way, should you choose to start filming in there, you will make yourself a target. Guess what? Good news. All those stores have video surveillance. Let them video. You focus on getting your family out. So the first thing, lesson number one, we're situationally aware. We know where the exits are. We're watching their body language. We're processing our mental options. And then number two, we decide, hey, it's time to cover and evacuate. We use that term a lot in the Secret Service. What does it mean? It means you put yourself between your sensitive children and family and the threat. Right now, do we know if they're a threat? No, but I'll tell you, having been in mob situations, it can turn on you in a split second. You do it gently. You don't do it in a way that causes attention to yourself. Maybe you go around the back of the aisle. Maybe you go out the back door, even though it says employees only. Folks, at this time, it's time for you to move. So you cover and evacuate your family. And then you get outside. Maybe you do have to go out the front. You still got to keep thinking quickly and execute your plan in a way that's not going to draw attention. You get outside, people are becoming more stirred up, more violent. You know, maybe you just play along, get to your car and leave. If you can't get to your car, you leave anyway. Because at the end of the day, folks, for you to be okay, you've got to handle this, be able to calm yourself, have clear plans of actions, and move. Why do I say this? Folks, I train a lot of people, and I used to train a lot of law enforcement, and I was a Marine commander. I train Marines. What I've learned is this. You will rise or fall to the level of your training. And people go, well, training. Okay, well, that means guns. No, it doesn't. The most important thing that you'll ever train is right here, preparing yourself mentally, being aware of what's going on around you. Folks, in this season of our country's history, it is so important that the mental, the physical, and the defense skills are a constant focus for us because we never know. Now, again, once you get outside, once you get out to a place where you think is safe, newsflash, you're not. You're not safe until you're out of that area. You're not safe until you're back home. And I want to challenge you to think like this. If you've ever watched a Jason Bourne or a James Bond movie, you watch that in the middle of the crisis when they're moving, they're always thinking calmly through their next action. The master at that is John Wick. He's always thinking about something. And folks, although that's Hollywood, that is a skill you need in real life. You need to be able to keep your alertness, your awareness, and be thinking through what is my next step. That's where having tools in advance is a huge advantage. Maybe those tools are some self-defense tools, some type of martial arts. Maybe it's pepper spray. Maybe it's anything. If it's firearms, you're going to hear this from me time and time again. Firearms, owning a firearm is a lifetime commitment, not a one-time purchase. And as we train more and more people on firearms, I'm seeing how desperate the need is to have people that are trained. Because remember, with firearms, there are two things you got to focus on. The how to shoot, granted, important. We train that. The when to shoot, way more important. Because if you get in a situation, you don't know the law, you're already dealing with the physical ramifications of being under that kind of stress. You make the wrong call, it could cost you a lot, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So I encourage you, find good trainers. Notice I didn't say trainers. Find good trainers, seasoned, experienced, gifted trainers. I encourage people to do research for firearms training or martial arts training, much like they would for doctors. Get the best ones you can, because your life may depend on it. I hope this is helpful for you, folks. I hope and pray you never find yourself into this type of situation, but unfortunately, it's happening more and more. Remember that our focus at the Real Security Podcast is to bring experts in to coach you on how to keep you and your family safe. Again, this is not theoretical. We're not telling you stuff that we learned in some kind of training. We're telling you stuff that we've experienced through our life experiences, whether it's the military, law enforcement, and we did have a ton of training along the way that we'd love to share with you. So I hope this is helpful. If it's helpful, please like, subscribe, share. And also, I'd love your comments, folks. I know there are tons of really gifted people out here who can weigh in on stuff like this, and I'd love to learn from you. So I hope that's helpful, folks. Be safe out there. It's getting crazier by the day, and may God richly bless you.